Well, just 2 weeks before the start of the Ashes series against England, Cricket Australia has sacked the coach, Mickey Arthur. It's a dramatic intervention, that's for sure. Here's Cricket Australia Chief Executive, James Sutherland.
Why now? Why 3 weeks out from an Ashes series do we make this decision? I guess over recent weeks when we've had a really close look at this, we've decided that things weren't improving. We've come to a conclusion that things weren't improving and we could let things be as they are to stay with the status quo, or we could make change. And we didn't want to get to a stage where we look back on this Ashes series and felt that we could have done something about it. Just to comment on some of the key ingredients that we see as important to a successful, high-performing team. Consistency of behaviour, accountability for performance, discipline. They're things that we would like to see in a team that's improving performance and continuing to build. And in recent times, we haven't seen the improvement there that we would like.
That's James Sutherland, the Chief Executive of Cricket Australia, speaking yesterday with the announcement that the coach of the Test team, Mickey Arthur, has been sacked, which came really out of the blue just 2 weeks before the start of the Ashes tour. Warwick Hadfield joins us now. Warwick, what is going on in Australian cricket, and how happy would the Brits be about all of this?
What's going on, Fran? To answer your first question, look, it's a mess. Are the English happy? Absolutely. Look, even their broadsheets are really taking the mickey, if I can use that term, out of Australia right now. It is a decision that sort of came out of nowhere. There were little whispers and things going on over the weekend, but it's a stunning decision to make. To me, the problem, it goes way beyond Mickey Arthur. It goes right to the top of Australian cricket. We heard one of them just then. There are a lot of people in Australian cricket talking like they're reading from their Harvard MBA textbooks, page one, but with no real feel for the game. And look, I know there are a lot of successful sporting administrators with Harvard MBAs, but they've just got this feel for the game. And at that press conference last night, James Sutherland looked like a man on the way to his own execution. He has overseen the last little while where Australian cricket has imploded both on and off the field, Fran.
But can you blame, the leadership of Australian cricket in that coach, say the CEO, or even the coach? I mean, James Sutherland listed there the ingredients they want to see, good behaviour, discipline, accountability of performance. Can a coach and the executives be blamed for the performance of the players on the field? And doesn't that go to the heart of this, the fact that we haven't been winning for quite a while?
Look, I think it's very easy to articulate things. Parents can articulate how they want their kids to behave, but it's the successful parent is one who can show leadership and sympathy and empathy and all those sorts of things. And I just don't think they've existed at the top level in Australian cricket. And Mickey Arthur wasn't the right choice. The people who appointed him have made a mistake, which they've now admitted.
Why? Why wasn't he the right choice?
He just didn't have the feel for... Number one, he went...
He was a successful coach in South Africa, wasn't he?
Yes, the South Africans had a different style. Look, he didn't find the expected level of professionalism and commitment from his players, and the reasons for that could be they'd never been taught what was required in the first place, and that I think that could be very true, or simply that they didn't care, and that there is an element of that. There's a group of players now who, who cares if I don't get picked for the Ashes side, I'll go off to India and in the NPL, make a lot of money and get treated like a rock star. So he would have found a lot of things that wouldn't have been there in the good old days, if you like, when Bobby Simpson was coach. But, you can get people in to provide leadership with all of those other extraneous things going on. And I think Darren Lehman is probably the person, or Steve Rixon perhaps is the person that they could have appointed a while ago. People who had a feel for Australian cricket would have had the respect of the players because of what they'd done, and were just that little bit of, they had that nice little bit of hard nut about them that we always like to have in Australian cricket. Alan Border had it in spades.
Well, Darren Lehman is stepping into the job, at least in the short term, 2 weeks to go before the first test at Trent Bridge. He's got a little bit of hard nut about him. And he's got a bit of cricket skill too. What do you think of the Darren Lehman taking on this post for now?
Well, I would have had him in the job ages ago, Fran. Just, he has all the ingredients. Now, I don't want to talk him up because a lot of people talked up Mickey Arthur as the saviour and all that sort of stuff. But there's just a feel. I mean, I don't know what it is, but there's just something about Darren Lehman that I like and that other people like. He's just got that ability to engage with his players, but also disengage and come back and be the firm disciplinarian. As Damien Fleming said earlier, he can have a stand-up blue with you, and 5 minutes later, you know, it's forgotten about. The message has been conveyed, but we go back to where we were. I don't think Mickey Arthur had the ability. I think he tried to be the standover man too late, and by that stage he'd already lost the players. They just didn't have a feel of respect for him in the same way they will. Darren Lehman.
So is it cultural? Is it as simple as that? That our test team, we really can't put in an international coach, a coach from somewhere else, because of the cultural differences?
Well, no, I think that they didn't put the right person in to deal with the cultural differences. I just don't think that Mickey Arthur had a feel for Australian cricket. I think if we'd, you know, looked around the world, we probably could have found someone who could have had all the skills and stuff on his CV to do it. But I just don't think Mickey Arthur was either strong enough when it counted or able to get the respect from the players when it counted. And I think Darren Lehman will do that just because of who he was. He had to fight like blazes to get his place in the Australian side. So he knows the levels of dedication that are required. He knows what it's like to be hurt and set back, Fran.
Okay. And look, there's plenty to talk about too at Wimbledon, because a first round upset, just briefly.
First round upsets, you might say. Rafael Nadal out. His Steve Darcis's moment in the sun came for him, and 135 in the world, and he beat Nadal, who did have a knee injury. And then also, now Leighton Hewitt, he's ranked to 70 or somewhere in the world. He's beaten Stanislas Wawrinka, who is, of course, a seeded player. Three sets. And I've got to say, Fran, some of the tennis was absolutely stunning.
That's fantastic. You must get no sleep, Warwick, if you can see all of this. Talk to you again at 7:30.